Somebody say amen. Go back in your Bible where you were this morning. Said I wasn't here this morning. Shame on you. Psalm 78. I want to deal with this again. It's in my heart. It's in my soul. It helped me. You said, well, it wasn't for me. Well, it's okay. You go ahead and mark God off if you want to, but it was for me. Psalm 78. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Now, I am not going to re-preach the introduction. That took me 25 minutes this morning. But I am going to stress just a part of it, just enough to get those that weren't here this morning back up to speed. Psalm 78 and verse 41. I'm going to give you one verse then. I want you to open your King James Bible and follow me tonight. I'll give you a lot of preaching verses tonight. But I want to get back into what I did this morning. Yea, they turned back and tempted God. I'll give you some advice. You better not get too stubborn in your strong will.
Yeah. Amen, preacher.
Because all you're doing with that strong will stubbornness is tempting God to lay the hammer on you. God help. Yeah, they turned back and tempted God. And listen to this. My Calvinist friends won't like this. And limited the Holy One of Israel. You said, you can't limit a limitless God. You can't restrict a limitless God. Well, I just said in that scripture, they limited God.
Amen.
Now, I did this illustration this morning. I'm only going to do it again to illustrate and get your mind back on where we're at. To limit God means to mark off. You do this. We told you this morning that Chad represented God. The word limited means to mark off, to designate. It means this. You stay over there, and I'll stay over here.
Amen.
You can have this part of my life. You can have the piano. You can have this part of the stage. That's all you get. That's it. And I'm marking you off. I'm literally stopping you in your tracks. Some of you are saying, that's impossible. Whoa, wait a minute. If it's impossible, why did the Bible say it? They limited God. Now, I want to preach it. Part two on don't limit God. Now, I started, finally just got into a point. Y'all didn't miss no points this morning because I only hit one. First of all, in verse 10, look at it, let's follow me again. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law and forget His works and His wonders that He might show them. Number one, they forsook His word. I want you to know something. You don't study the Bible to learn to argue with people.
Amen.
You say, I know some people, the only reason they study the Bible so they can call somebody out. Only reason, they don't study the Bible to live by it because it's obvious they don't. Hold a minute, ladies and gentlemen. You know what the biggest sin I see in Christian believers' life? We have moved so far away from the Bible. I said this morning, Wayne, if I pulled the King James Bible out and tuck it out of the church, they'd all hang me. They'd all, I mean, man, I know some people in here be the first one in line. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about not following God's word.
Amen.
I talk about not obeying God's word.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. The Bible said love each other. You said, I got resentment in my heart. I got a grudge in my heart. I'm angry about half the time. You done. He's the God of love. He's the God of love. You said, why am I loving people? Because you limited him. I'll tell you what. If you get God's love in you, you can love anybody. They rebelled against his covenant. They refused his commandment. They were cosmetic Christians. They were potted plant Christians. Good preaching, Reverend. Amen. I see so much shallowness in the Word of God amongst people today. And there's no excuse for it. There's so many Bible studies. There's so many tools. By the way, there ain't a better study than the Bible itself. Amen. But there's so many tools out there, there's no excuse for any believer in this room to not be educated in the Word of God. Let me go on past that. Let's look at the second thing. Look at verse 11. And for God, His works and His wonders that He showed unto them. Not only did they forsake His Word, they forgot His works. Amen. You want to live with God? Yeah. Just forget what He done for you. Amen. He's given a history lesson of Israel. Hey, they forgot His demonstration of His power. He delivered them from Egypt. Yeah. By the blood. By the way, we've been delivered from Satan by the blood. We're blood washed. We're children of the King. And ladies and gentlemen, we need not forget His works, what He done in our life, and what He still could do in our life. Let me ask you something. You know, David, I know you've had a lot of physical problems. And I know probably He has some limitations. He does. But I'll tell you what God will do. David, I've got something too. He'll take the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty. He'll take somebody you think He can't use and use them over people that are talented and skilled, but God can't use them because they're too stubborn to let God use them. Good preaching, Reverend. Amen. Hey, for God, He demonstrated His power. In verse number 13, He delivered them from Pharaoh. Look what it said. He divided the sea. My Lord. Hey, it became a heat. Hey, Wayne, they walked across on dry ground. 3 million people walked across there. Maybe 4 million walked across dry ground. The water was in a heap. Let me ask you a question. How could you ever forget that? And you know what? There's some of you that God saved you from hell and delivered you from hell and delivered you from liquor and alcohol and tobacco and junk. And you know He got it. And why is it have you reverted back? Maybe not in that junk. Somebody help me preach. And not only did God do that, look here, look at y'all, follow me. Look at verse 14. He also directed their progress. How many glad God directs your progress? You said, how He do it? They put a pillar of fire at night and a cloud during the day. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't be thick-headed. Don't give me this excuse. You don't know the will of God. You can't find the will of God. And you can't be in the will of God. Because God's got this Word. And God's got His Holy Ghost that will guide you where you need to go. Man, how could they forget that? How could you forget a cloud in the day to keep the sun off your bald head?
Amen.
and a fire at night to keep your head warm.
Amen.
I got one too, so we good. I think I'm going to shave mine this week. No, I'm not. Just want to get him hopeful. He distinguished them with provisions. You know what the Bible said down there? He gave them angel food, Roger. Woo! He gave them manna. You say, I wouldn't want that old dirty rotten bread that fell down on the ground. Didn't fall down on the ground. It fell down on dew. And by the way, the dew is a picture of the Holy Ghost. That was angel food. God's blessed all of us. Hey, there's no excuse for you not to serve God. You might say, preacher, you're smarter than me. You got more talent. No. Listen to me. I was a 21-year-old bartender's boy. Everybody thought I was going to go to hell with a hammer down. My life was a mess. Like young people, guess what happened? God saved me. And he dragged me and he helped me and he guided me. And I just got in his will. I didn't have the potential. Everybody, I ain't no Joel Osteen. I don't have that real fluff about me. I just cut them open and let somebody else sew them up. I tell you what some of you done. You wouldn't be as low down as you are if you remember what God done for you. Hello. He defended them from the other people. He dealt with the same problem over and over. Limiting God. I share this illustration. It was 3 weeks ago. Staff was out running around. Somebody from my past came in. They used to go to church here. They ain't mad at me. They just got away from God. They had all the potential in the world. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? God called me to preach when I was 18. And I told him no. Because I didn't think I could do it. Three marriages later, a bundle of weight that's in his life now with alcohol and drugs, he looks back and he says, I regret not letting God take over my life. Don't live a God. I got a quote that I want to give you. I wrote it down. I hope you can get this. What will God not do because you stopped him? Listen to this quote. You willingly restricted what he could do because we did not do what we should do. What we do is we cap you off. I just restrict you. I'm just saying you ain't. Hey, you're not coming in that area of my life. I'm not listening to you in that area. I'm stopping you. You said you're not strong enough to stop God. Oh, yes, I am. All I got to do is be disobedient. See, God ain't going to do anything in your life that you won't let him do. Boy, I wish I could get that across to all y'all. Listen, I want to tell you what. I don't see myself as a great preacher. Some people tell me I do well. I don't know if I do or not. We'll see that at the judgment seat. But I will tell you this. I know this about me. Here's what I have. That's all I've done. Over the last 41 years in this church and 45 years of pastor, 46 years of pastor, I said, God, I really believe you could do great things for me. And I'm taking the barriers down. I know that my background is not what it should be, and I wish I'd have went to Bible school, though I went to it since I've been in pastor. I wish I'd have done all that, God, and I know that I... But God, here I am! I know you can work in my life because I've seen you do it before. Let me ask you, how many of y'all have seen God do it in your life before? Well, if that's true, why ain't he doing it now? Who's changed? Him? He never changes. No. You put a markup. Do not enter. Do not enter. Boy, it's quiet in here. Well, y'all dying on me? Listen, number three. Look at verse 17, 18. They failed in their walk. They failed in their walk. The Bible said that, and they sin yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. They were faithless in their spirit. They tempted God. Hey, by the way, there's two kinds of proven God. There's the proven God that is of faith. And there's a proven God that is of faithfulness, faithlessness. Somebody help me. There's a proven God that God approves. And there's a proven God that God abhors. Illustrate. In the life of Jesus, Satan, after he'd been not eaten for 40 days, brought Jesus in the wilderness and told him he was hungry, fasted 40 days. Make those stones bread. You know what he done? He tempted him. Prove to me you got some power, Jesus. Also, Jesus, go up there in the temple and jump down. Prove to me you can jump down. He could have jumped down. He could have turned them stones into bread. But he wasn't going to let the devil guide him with one iota. Somebody say amen. I'll tell you what's wrong with many of you in this room. You're good people. I believe that. I've been your pastor. But I want you to know you've put a lid on God. You kept off God. And oh, somebody help me. Where would you be? What kind of place would you have in God's work if you just not been stubborn and said, God, take me. But I'll tell you what you're doing right now. I wonder who he's preaching to at the church. Wonder who he's after. You, Buster. You that's thinking that. It's me, oh Lord. That stands in the need of prayer. We've got so self-righteous. We've got so stubborn. We got so stubborn that if it's plainly in the Bible, we ain't going to accept it if it rubs against our territory. If it goes against our grain. Am I preaching? Am I all right? That's all y'all. Where would you be in your Christian life if you wouldn't have marked off God? Wonder where y'all be. Listen, y'all's young right now. I think y'all got a soft heart. I see God doing some things in you. Would you please do this? Don't let anybody hinder you from what God's doing in your life right now. Don't let no old fogey do it. I'm not old fogey. Don't you ever call me an old fogey. But there are some here. Don't let some negative person do it. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't have potential and God can't use you because they're lying and the devil is behind that. Man, oh man. Hey, sonny. Man, did you not play good tonight? Hey, he's in the Holy Ghost. He played a banjo. I like it, man. How many like that? Yeah. See, there's some people would have told him, not work hard at it. There's some people that told you, not work hard at it. You don't have to sell out to gospel music. You don't have to sell out to give yourself to God. Go into the world somewhere. Go to some honk and come. I say no. You listen to God. Am I preaching good? All right, Jeff. Y'all stay with me. Verse 17, they were fixed in their sin. And they sinned yet a more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. I'm going to stop there for a minute. You hear me out. I'm preaching against sins tonight. And this, at this stage in my life, I didn't think I'd ever had to preach on. I never thought that I needed to preach on pornography. Because I wouldn't think a Christian would do that. 53% of Christianity are on pornography. 53%. And he says it's higher. You're probably right. I never thought I'd have to preach on homosexuality. And I'm going to stop here. Raise your men to be men. And your girls to be girls. And tell them what their gender is and know their gender. And they don't need to be somebody else just to be cool. I ain't trying to be nasty. But I want to tell you what. Don't blame me. Don't you dare blame me for not preaching on sin. I blame you for not getting your little kid down and saying, this is what a girl is, and this is what a boy is. And girl, you're going to marry a man. Man, you're going to marry a girl. That's it. Because that's God's way. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what the me to, you to, who to says. I'm going with God to. Somebody help me preach. Some of y'all are saying, please hurry. Verse 32, they were fruitless in their service. Hey, I want to tell you what I want to stand before God with a reward. And I don't want to be fruitless in my service. And they were frivolous in verses 56 and 57 in the stand. Look at them verses. Frivolous in the stand. The Bible says this. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God. And kept not His testimonies, but turned back and dealt with unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. Number four, and I'll get this quickly. They faced God's wrath. Verse 21, 31, 40, 59, 62. They liked His pleasure. Can I tell you what? I want everybody to like me, okay? I really do. I don't want to warm up none of y'all. But I probably can't help it. And some of you may not have no pleasure in me sometimes. Because I am a straight shooter. But I want you to hear. I don't want there ever be a time in my life that God's not pleased with me. And that God has to punish me. And chastise me. And you say, well, He don't chastise me. You ain't saved. You cannot be angry and not be chastised. You cannot be in some sin and not be chastised. I'm telling you, if you're like that, you're lost, you're on your way to hell. I don't care if you've been a member here 50 years. Good preaching, Reverend. They limited God.
Amen.
Let me go on. I'm almost done. Boy, I want y'all to get this one. 36 and 37. Go over and I'm going to stop there. Park a minute. Are y'all there?
Amen.
Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth. And they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. Write down number 5. They faked their worship. It's not enough to say you're right on Sunday morning and Sunday night and go Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday and Saturday and live like a devil.
Amen.
I'm going to get in trouble again. We got too many fakes. Too many phonies. Man, those people get on the social network and they dress like floozies. Somebody asked me, what are they doing? I said, they're a bunch of fakes.
Amen.
You don't need to be revealing your body on Facebook. The only person who needs to see your body is your husband in the private.
Amen.
One, amen. Any over here?
Amen.
Two. I'll tell you what's happening, Amy. We've got too many people trying to fake it. See, hold on. That may fly as long as you're going okay. But just wait till you get in the hospital. Just wait till you get trouble. Just wait till you get a financial problem. And then you need God. And you've been faking. Am I preaching? Hey, a lot of people don't like me. They go down there on the mountain where that smoke comes out of the altar. And they wear halter tops and coffee and donuts in the sanctuary. Please don't do me like that. I'm not a legalist on how you dress, but you better not come looking like that.
Praise the Lord.
Two amens. Ethan, right? You don't like fakes, do you? You ever seen one? Yeah. It's ugly, ain't it? Doesn't that hurt a teenager? If you see an adult that's supposed to be the real deal and you find out they ain't the real deal. That can crush you, couldn't it? And don't get me wrong, Larry. People doing it all the time. I ain't saying we all went to the foot of the cross. Listen to me. No. I ain't saying you fake it, but there's some folks fake it. They get up and say, I want God to help me. Pray for me. I ain't seen them in 2 months. That's faking. That's just a little bit of emotion got in because they had some kind of trouble. I need to hurry. It's 7 o'clock. Some of y'all is getting nervous. Ain't nobody like a fake. You don't like no fake, do you, Dave? I don't like fakes. I don't like them. Don't like them. Uh-uh. You don't like fakes, do you? And I ain't telling you that every time I get disobedient, I'm faking it. I'm just going to say there's some people who's got a master's degree in faking it. I mean, they come on Sunday. Cut their arms crawl. Bless me if you can. Ain't no way. Be real. Be real. Be real. I'm not expecting you to be anything but who you are. Be real. Use what God's done for you. Be real. I'm done. I'm preaching a little longer than I usually do. What would it have been if I didn't bust it up? Go back down. One last point. I had 4 points under that tab, but I'll scrub them right now. Look at verse 38 and I'm done. Are you there? Isn't this amazing? But he, that's God, being full of compassion for graver iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Look up here. Lastly, they found God's warmth. He had compassion on the simple. He cleansed them from their sin. Can I ask you a question? I'll leave them alone. Have you ever been ignorant and limited God?
Yes, sir.
I have too. Aren't you glad that He looked beyond our stupidity?
Most of them.
And forgives us?
Amen.
And shows us mercy.
Amen. Most of them.
I've been trying to think, where would I be if God hadn't been merciful to me? How many of y'all would say, where would I be if God had been merciful to me? There'd be some times I have flopped. But He forgives the simple. He cleanses us from sin. He doesn't throw the clay away. Listen to me. As some of you have flopped in your Christian life because you marked God off. But I want you to do me a favor. Let's do this tonight.
Amen.
I need you. Come on. You're welcome in my life. You're welcome home. Thank you. Thank you for coming over here. I'm sorry I marked you off. I'm sorry I limited you. I'm sorry I stopped you. Oh, Lord, thank you for coming to me and with warmth and love and forgiveness and kindness. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm done. Take your barriers down. Get back to your first love. Get back to enjoying your Christianity. Get back from quit tying God's hands. And come back. And quit making excuses. Stand with me. If God spoke to you any today, and if you've been limiting God, Don't be afraid of the altar, and don't think the altar's for everybody but you. Why don't a bunch of you say, okay, I want His best, I want His favor, I want His pleasure. I'm going to surrender my heart tonight. Father, thank You for this time. Lord, bless these people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Coming home.